This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
We're on Saturday Magazine. It is Paul, Tass and Fiona. Macca is away. We have...
Macca's on sick leave.
We don't know what Macca is on because we don't know where he is and he hasn't been in contact with us this morning.
Not a single message, unlike a couple of weeks ago where he just continuously gave us a barrage of feedback.
Remember? Macca, are you there? We'll find out soon.
Our next guest is the wonderful Chicks Talking Footy, Fiona Newton. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
So good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Now, the season's kicked off, I believe.
It has. It kicked off with a bang, it would seem, which is good.
Now, I believe that we had a little bit of misreporting in the news today, in the Joy News, that last night's game was Melbourne versus the Bulldogs and Melbourne won and Richmond and Carlton was last weekend. Are there more teams this year? Is that the story?
Yeah, there's four new teams in the competition. So there's... St Kilda and Richmond are the two new Melbourne teams. And then West Coast Eagles have added a team and Gold Coast Suns have added a team as well. So there's now 14 out of 18 clubs that have a women's team. And you'd think the next round will be complete. So we're nearly having a parallel league alongside the men's league, which is exciting.
Now, I know that there is a slightly different system. There's a Conference A and Conference B system or something where how the teams play. Can you run us through that?
Yeah, I wish I could.
What do you mean Conference A and Conference B? What does that mean?
Well, what it means is that the top three teams of there's seven teams in each conference, so there's the 14 teams are split into two conference systems. And the top three teams from each conference will play each other in a final series.
But aren't they normally called rounds or something? Or have I got that wrong?
No, a conference system is when there's two groups that compete, and then the winners out of those two groups then play each other in a final system. So whereas the men's team, you play 23 rounds, and the top eight play each other in the finals. It's a little bit different with the women's in that way.
It's all very confusing.
It's been controversial, to say the least, but it's also, when you've got a short season, it's probably the best thing you can do in order to make sure they're in the final series. So with where we're at, I think that's the way it's going to stay for a little bit. And then you'd hope the long-term vision is to play virtually along the men's season and have a proper final series. But we're just not quite there.
Not quite there yet. The season.
Yeah, and why are you using... Why are you using different language to AFL? Why aren't you using the same language to describe, you know, the way in which you go about the games?
What do you mean by different language?
Well, the conference language isn't what you talk about in AFL.
It's a slightly
football.
Different system.
It's
not different language. It's actually a different system, yeah. So,
why do you have a different system? Why don't you just replicate the existing system?
Because of what I just said, it was because we've got a shorter season.
Right.
So there's only, I think, 10 or 11 weeks of the women's season, whereas there's 23 weeks for the men's season and then a final series. Whereas because there's 8 weeks and then a final series with the women's season, they're kind of trying to do the best to make sure there's a final series at the end of it. It's not a pop. It has been unpopular because some of the better teams didn't make finals because of it. But it's what's needed for a shorter season.
Now, Fiona, just another question. I think I've read recently there's been discussions about trying to pull together both the men's AFL and the women's AFL wage money. Is that a story that's about to hit the news?
To
pull the money, to try and take some of the money from the men's game and actually siphon it across to the female game?
I haven't heard wind of that. I mean, I know at the
you
moment,
made that up, Paul.
Well, maybe I have.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a great idea, but no, I think the idea is to make the women's league self-sustaining. And look, there's some big sponsors that have come on this year for the women's league, BHP, NAB, Chemist Warehouse. I mean, they're all big sponsors.
It's good.
Plus their broadcast deals now. There's no reason why the women's league shouldn't be able to sustain itself. And one thing that's been discussed a lot is ticketing games. So at the moment, games aren't ticketed. They're free entry. But going forward, that's another revenue stream that could get into place. But
and that'll happen as the whole thing becomes more popular and more people want to attend. The only way to do it is to sell tickets.
Well, at the moment, like last weekend, there was 48,000 people that attended the women's games across the weekend.
That's a fantastic number.
Yeah, so it is well attended. There was 53,000 people at the AFLW Grand Final last year. Attendance isn't the issue. To actually put ticketing in place, there's 27 venues that women's games are played at over the season, and you've got to have ticketing structures in each of those venues, people to scan tickets. It's actually quite an expensive and elaborate exercise to put ticketing in place for that. So I think they've got to sort of figure out how to do that and do that well before they can roll it out.
I have to just congratulate you and everybody else involved in building this, because it has literally just come from the ground up, and it's been a fantastic effort. Congratulations, Fiona.
Yeah, thank you. And we also have the we'll be part of the AFLW Pride game broadcast on Joy.
Yes.
Again next weekend. So that's
is that next weekend?
Yeah, that's right. So who will be playing, Fiona?
Well, it's exciting times because there's actually three Pride games being played in round three in the AFLW. St Kilda and Melbourne are playing on Friday night. We're going to be broadcasting from on Saturday afternoon from 2 till 5 on Joy for the Bulldogs-Carlton game at Witten Oval. And then on Sunday, Geelong and Adelaide are having a Pride game down in Geelong. So there seems to be momentum for a whole Pride round in the AFLW building by sort of organically. Those three games sort of happen separately to each other but happen to land on the same round. So
that's really fun. So will the St Kilda match be played at Junction Oval?
At Moorabbin Oval.
Okay.
So down there. So we're going to be down there. We'll be interviewing people and doing that kind of thing. But the main broadcast will be from 2 to 5 on the 22nd of Feb.
Well, we'll certainly keep an ear out for that. But Fiona, I want to change the subject slightly. Tell us about AFLM. What is all that about? What is going on there?
So this week there's actually Dr. Kate Sear. She's one of the broadcasters on the Outer Sanctum podcast. Is another podcast that reports on all the footy and women's sports stuff. But she sort of said, well, now that we've got AFLW, why are we still calling the men's game just AFL? It's like anything to do with men's sports seems to be the default, and then anything that's a derivative of that gets named especially.
That's a valid point, don't you think?
Yeah. So she said, why don't we rename it AFLM and then AFLW? And it caused a massive uproar in the media this week when it sort of went through the Herald Sun and different places.
I can just imagine the comments page would have been endless comments from men going on and on and on.
So what were their arguments? Why were they opposed to it?
Well, it was like, don't break with tradition, which is a funny thing to say, because the AFL was called VFL up until the 80s.
So correct.
Early 90s. So, and before that, it was the VFA. So it's not about tradition, is it? So yeah, it sort of it does get the male trolls up and about for sure.
Well, I'm sure. I think it's probably a very interesting discussion to have, and you know, if anything, I think it's just a great opportunity.
But is that debate over, or was yeah, it just it a continue? Thought bubble, or is well, this going to yeah, gain the, momentum?
The AFL, they sort of said they were open to it, but then shut it down very quickly that they're not going to rename anything. But it does. There are pockets of the media now that are just calling it that anyway, so. But look, it raises the question about our language and the way we talk about gender in, you know, in sport, but in society as well. Because, you know, when we say if a female invents something, they're the first woman inventor. Whereas if a man invents something, they're just the first inventor, you know. So there's just that kind of language that plays out where white men are the default and then everything else is special. So I like the fact, I don't think it'll change the name, but at this stage, but I think it's been a great discussion to put out there. And look, I don't mind when we ruffle a few
definitely
male trolls out there.
I mean, it's interesting you say all of that because I was just reflecting AFLW seems to have developed a bit of a, you know, cult following of its own. It's sort of like it's a thing now and nobody's questioning that that is a, you know, an incorrect name or anything like that. Why is it that, you know, you couldn't just be AFL but it's women playing? Why is it that we have to badge it differently?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think Nicole Livingston addressed this as well. She said she'd like to see it as, We're all AFL and there's just a women and men's competition.
Well, that's the point that I'm making, I suppose, yes.
Yeah. So I guess it'll be a discussion that'll continue on. I don't think it's finished, but it's shut down in terms of change for the moment from the AFL, but I think the discussion will keep going and I think it's an important discussion as well. So it's good.
So
the AFLW challenges these things.
So four new teams are almost getting to sort of like equal number with the men's teams. What else can we expect? What's next on the horizon in the development of women in football?
Well, I'd like to see women athletes become full-time athletes. At the moment, a lot of them are still, well, most of them, 99% of them are still working either full-time jobs and going on unpaid leave or working part-time while they're still doing their footy. And I'd like to see them get to the stage, and this is what we've seen with people like Erin Phillips, how far ahead of the pack she is because she's a full-time athlete. And that's where I'd like to see the league go, where women are being paid in such a way that they can focus 100% on their craft.
So you're talking about the professionalisation of the sport.
Yeah, I think that's the next. That's where we'd like to get to next. Obviously, we'd like to add the last four teams because Hawthorn, my team, is still not in the league.
Oh, Hawthorn don't have one.
No.
That's your team.
Yes.
I told you needed to swap teams. You're backing the wrong team, Fiona.
Fiona, you could take up the job as coach and try and form a women's team for Hawthorn.
That's like gay conversion therapy. It doesn't work.
I like that. Great analogy. But no, seriously, Fiona, you're backing the wrong team.
Well, I think I'll just keep playing the 2013, 14 and 15 grand finals and I'll be okay.
Touché.
So for the coming AFLW season, from what you've seen, is there any sort of rising stars in the game?
Yeah, actually, one that's standing out that everyone's sort of saying should win the Rising Star Award is Georgia Patricios. She plays for the St Kilda Football Club. She's just outstanding. Maddie Prisparkis is going to be a legend of the game.
They're all Greek girls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The Greek girls are winning.
They're tough.
We're at an interesting point, actually, because over the last sort of 12 months, we're starting to see girls come through the system that have played right through had a pathway right through. Whereas when the AFLW started, we only really had women playing that played up until about the age of 12 and then had to go off and play other sports and then come back. Most of the women playing were in that category. Whereas we're now seeing young girls that have gone right through their whole lives playing football. So the standard and the skills is just going up to a whole new level, which is exciting.
Yeah, that is. That's incredibly exciting. So I think that we will be looking forward to having you in the studio again as the season rolls through, talking about AFLW, the four new teams, how it's going, and then, of course, branching into AFL season.
People want to listen to more about AFL if they're interested in this conversation. Sorry, AFLW. Then jump on to Chicks Talking Footy Wednesday, 7 o'clock on Joy.
That's correct, and we also podcast our show, so you can catch up on the through the website, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, and catch up on our show as well.
And then, of course, Pride Match next week.
That's right. So we'll be taking over the radio for 3 hours next week.
Good on you, Fiona. Thank you very much for your time this morning. It's always great to hear your passion with women in football and Pride football as well.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.